cliffcentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It is indeed again the Casper Radio Show. It is me. I am live. My name is Casper Ekstien. No, Tolaf de Vries. Who the fuck am I? Find out before 1 o'clock today. Now I'm Casper. I just... Charmaine just sprayed things here. What did you spray, Charmaine?
Angel spray, darling. Angel spray.
Anal spray. What?
Angel spray.
Oh, why?
Ugh, you know, it clears the air.
Are you there? Just
I'm here. They say it clears the air.
Oh, angel spray.
Angel spray.
It's quite nice. At the beginning, it's a bit
much.
And then, no, it's nice. Mm. Now, I find myself floating. Actually, floating
I'm so glad you have time for jokes.
On a cloud of nothingness. Hmm. Isn't that fantastic?
Awesome.
Charmaine, I read this morning.
You read?
I did. I am a reader, you know. And I read this morning on the internet that... But I have to play... Wait, don't I have... I've got to play something. I've got to play something before I read this. It's about Tukis. You know what Tukis is?
Tukis Hemp is University.
The University of Pretoria, where our boss comes from.
Oh.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The him boss or the her boss?
No, him boss.
Okay.
He was there.
Okay. Let me play there are a lot of shit. Amazing people that came from there, hey?
I know.
Mm. Like you and Stellenbosch.
I'm Stellenbosch again. You know. Yeah, I'm not fucking...
You're not Pretoria.
Is this thing playing? No. Why isn't this playing?
It sounds like the wedding march.
What is this now? Why isn't this playing?
Okay, so what...
No, but I want to play the organ before I read.
Can you not just play that thing there and put it by your mic? Huh?
I don't know. It's got to be dramatical.
Oh, all right.
An organ. So apparently there was a sar. Do you know what a sar is?
Is it those singing people? University singing group.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There was a sar at Tukis yesterday, and the Afrikaans students, and now we're talking, I think, predominantly about the white ones,
mm-hmm.
had very racial posters and kak.
Okay.
And now they're, ooh, well, there's no any moeilijkheid.
There's no
but nou skryf iemand, want nou skryf iemand, ja, want die Afrikaanse mense is altijd so besorg oor hulle image.
Uh-huh.
En nou... Iewerskielik doen hulle, skryf hulle lelike goed op poster, dan racistische goed op poster,
uh-huh.
en dan gaan die hele Afrikaanse naam weer vir een bol kak, because what the article named randfigure doen sulke goed.
Hmm.
Sjene.
Okay, we'll talk about the randfigure later.
Yeah, we will do. So, I did an interview on Radio Tux FM, a while back, and I still have that number of Wayne Boynelicious, who interviewed me.
Oh.
So I thought I'll phone him this morning and find out from him what is this? What was written on the posters? Because they say they write in the article walgelikhede, vieslikhede. So you gotta pinpoint it to the left or the right, because if you go to the left in Afrikaans, I am walgelik and vieslik.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not racist or whatever, but if you go to the right, walgelik and vieslik, I also find walgelik and vieslik, which is quite strange and ironic, but it is. So I want to find out if it's right or left.
Okay.
But I think it's right wing.
Yeah, the right wing, I think if I remember it, as conservative, is the more conservative.
Yeah.
And the left is the more open-minded, more liberal.
We are thinking. Liberal, darling.
Yeah.
We are liberal, darling.
But I get it confused every now and again, so don't listen to me.
Yeah. So, Palesa, can we put Wayne on? Okay, let me just see if I can press the right button. Because if I press the right button, then I'm going to hear him now. Wayne, are you there?
Hey, Kasper, ja, hier.
Hi, welcome.
Thanks, man.
Nou, ek was laas op jou show, nou is jou op my show.
Ja, niks, ek voel geëerd.
Ach, heren. Vertel my nou eers onmiddellik, wat is hierdie kak nou met die posters?
Alright, so basically wat aangaan is, dit was mis nou serie, nee, wat die koste nou vir mekaar sing en compete, jylle type van Pitch Perfect vibe.
Ja.
En wat nou gebeur het was, jy mag nie praat tydens die performance, jy nog iets kree nie. So, een paar van die kosters het nou signs gemaakt en opgehou.
Ah.
En het baie gebeur, so hulle die wat op stage is, sy aandacht probeer afstrek met goedjes, wees ons jou boobs en ek nie Asian nie, maar ek sy jou kat eet en goedjes dit.
En
die mense nou verkrikkelijk offense gevat met dit. En hulle sê tiks is een rape culture en die girls voel nie veilig en nie, dit help glad nie. Die sage, en hulle sê dit is baie unfeminist en soms ook goed vir meisjes te sê, of te wees.
Maar wat het hulle gewys? Sê net weer vir my, want ek kon nie lekker hoor nie, ons het jou nou waarder gemaak. My kat is 'n alien, wat?
Asian, ek is nie Asian nie.
Ek is nie Asian nie, maar ek sê jou kat jy.
You don't understand that.
I do understand it. It's like
it's really bad.
Do you think it's bad?
Yes, it's racist. Asian, so I mean, it's not every Asian who eats cats. You know, it's that... It's
yeah, but it's now been in the news that they do eat cats.
so
Wayne, you think... Sorry, Wayne. Natuurlijk, dit is pussy, ja, pussy.
Ja,
dit is pussy. Maar, ek verstaan dit, maar dit is vir my nie so offensive, nie.
Maybe because I'm a girl.
Maybe because you're a girl, Shemaine.
You know, because that it I don't know, or maybe because I'm very sensitive to race issues. You know that you don't go in there and just say something like this publicly. So, you know.
Okay, but so what do you think, Wayne? Is it a more? Is it it's net studentepret of is it nou erg?
I think it is begin as studentepret. Hulle het probeer om die ander op stage aandag af te trek en gedink. Dit is een grapje met dit, maar ek denk die wereld wat ons mag in is, is so politically correct.
Hulle moet
het
nie doen.
Ek denk vir deze teken mense verkeerd op wat jy denk dat is kap van nie.
Ja.
Hulle denk jy is ongelooflik snaaks nie. En bijvoorbeeld hulle sê, die girls voel onveilig op campus, hulle sê dat sy rape culture baie keer met security van met hulle loop, en dan dat voel hulle, hierdie maak het nie makkelijker nie, dit voel is baie onsensitief ten oor die goed waarmee hulle sikkel. So dis maar, catch me too. My sense van humor is baie donker.
Ja, myne ook.
Dis nie necessarily reg, as hulle gedoen het. So, dink het hang af, wat ek kan hier aanval.
I think that kind of joke that you just told, like I'm Asian but I eat cats, that's on a stand-up stage, it's funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it is. If I use it in a certain way on a stand-up stage, but maybe is it te rof en onbeskof vir die vir publieke gebruik.
Ja, ek dink dalk as iemand kom kyk na 'n stand-up show of volg op Instagram of Twitter en hulle weet wat hulle verwag, dan is hulle 100% okay daarmee, maar as jy dit nie gesien kom het nie, dan is jy dalk nie heeltemal okay daarmee.
Ja, exactly.
Ja.
Oh well, maar dit is 'n effense storm in 'n fucking klein teekoppie, maar dit is iets. Okay. Ek was baie nuuskierig want hulle sê hulle ja, lees hierdie lees oor die storie hier. En dan moet jy klik en dan moet jy betaal om dit te lees. Dis nou weer beeld. Fok.
O ja.
Jy weet die fucking Afrikaners. Maar toe dacht ek, maar jy is daar en jy sal in elk geval alles sê wat daarop gestaan het. Beeld sal miskien sterretjies gebruik.
Ja.
So what is the SER? Is that yearly, a yearly thing? Or is it nou afgeskaf?
Ja, SER is nou ding. Hulle het nou die finale moes nou vandag gewees het, maar ek hoor hulle het nou uitgestel of afgestel. En hierdie was nou alles, dit is prelims wat hulle hou, waar al die kosters nou sling en amper soos moes hulle weet. En dan moet hulle nou sling en dans en dinge doen en dan is dan nou algehele wenner. En elke kosters moet nou al compete om die ding te wen. Ja, so nou is hulle besluit, mense het te ver gegaan hiermee en dit is onsensitief en nou wil hulle sommer die ding afstel en uitstel.
Nou kry hulle pak, soos
ja.
Kindertjies wat stout was.
Nou het hulle besluit SER se moer.
Ja. Ag, nou, dankie Wayne en ek sal onthou van my show 3 Augustus dat ek gaan ek jou nooi, né?
Jy weet er, ek kan nie wag nie.
Okay. Dankie vir jou tyd. Ek waardeer dit. Ek sal weer by jou pols as da kak aangaan op Tux.
Okay, is reg.
Bye bye. So that was interesting. It's not that bad.
Like the Asian thing. Like you say, things must be at appropriately done.
Time,
for Mavis, that thing, it's not appropriate.
Okay.
If I go to your show, I know what to expect from you. Do you know, if you go to
It's like going to a classical performance of Beethoven and ewe skielik spring iemand daar op en sê Mozart sy kok. En dan gaan jy... Not that he sucked cock, he didn't.
Oh, well, if he did, straight. It's none of my business.
It's none of my business either. But I'm just saying. Then you know, heard about the Times Square incident yesterday. There was a driver that drove through Times Square.
Iemand is dood.
Maar onze Bernard, ek het vinnig gecheck, hy was 30 minute van tevore daar. But he was just gone, preparing to fly to Las Vegas for the next half of his amazing holiday. And so he was missed by this madman in the car.
Good. I'm living through Bernard at the moment.
He's now in Las Vegas. Yeah, I'm also checking out what he's doing.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So, dank je Bernard. Ik hoop je luister. Luister je Bernard?
Ja, dit zal... Maar weet hij, hij is nou in Las Vegas. So dit is... Hij is nou wakker nog.
Die denk ik is slaapie, man.
Nee, maar Las Vegas tijd is baie ver achter ons. So dit is omtrent nou 9 uur.
Is dit?
Gisteravond bij hulle.
Oh, dis baie ver.
9 uur, 10 uur, 11 uur, 12 uur, 1 uur, 2 uur, 3 uur, 4 uur, 5 uur, 6 uur. Nee. Sorry, dit is 9 uur. Wat is 11 min 9?
2
uur. Dit is 2 uur in die ochend.
Dis hy.
Hy slaap. Hy slaap. Sorry Bernard, ek kan nie op medisyne doen nie. Wat? Wiskunde. Ek kan nie, ek is helemaal te mal. Maar in elk geval, hy sal nou slaap. I think he's coming back next week, eh? So there's no time to sort of converse with him from America.
I don't know. Miskien bellen jou op Skype. Je weet, he's full of surprises, that one.
Ja.
So it's possible that he'll say, like, laat ek net gauw met julle praat.
Ja.
Ek hoop hy doen het as hy wakker is en hy hoor vir ons.
I don't think he will listen to us. He's got many exciting things happening around him.
Oh.
Then do you know that today, what is 2017 minus 1962?
Okay, minus 1960. So, wat wil jy weet hoe... Dit is 55 jaar gelede.
55 jaar gelede vandag.
Nou, moet nie my kop so staan en krapie, maar
dis
ek hou nie van somme maak.
Nee, dis lekker. Jy is helder, jy is baie beter as ek. Ek sou gesê het min 4. So, dit is baie goed. Nou, hoeveel jaar het jy gesê 55 jaar terug?
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
That
was
so?
That day.
Happy birthday. Oh, really?
That was 55 years ago.
Oh, wow.
On this day, May 19th, in the year of our Lord, 1962.
Oh, wow. And that song, the way she did it, still
it's still, it's
on.
Parodied, it's...
She's put that thing on the map.
She put it on the map. Imagine the first time, there she was, 1962, and she's doing it. It would be like an Asian... cat poster. The people go, what? This is inappropriate! You can't do that to the president! I have to do much more to the president, darling.
Little did they know.
And then, my darling, dearest, I must tell you, I think that you are extremely excited about this, and that is that the Eurovision Song Contest was last Saturday. I'm laughing because I know you don't give a fuck. But the Eurovision Song Contest happened last Saturday in Kiev, Ukraine, and it was won by, strangely enough, Portugal for the first time in so many years.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Portugal won with a song that's very, I would say, La La Land. La La Land kind of a song.
Okay, help me on that La La Land kind of a song.
Did you see La La Land?
Apparently it's shit, so I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah, no, it's like, you and I, together now, you and I, hand in hand. It sounds like that kind of a feeling.
Okay, all right.
But the guy who won, he has got a heart condition.
Oh, is it a sympathy win?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
He's got a heart condition.
Did you listen to the song?
I did.
Did you listen?
Sounds like it's from another decade.
Does it sound like a show we went to recently?
You see, that's the woman with... There's not a woman, there's a guy singing, but it's like a woman running around now. That's a man, not a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear he's got a heart condition.
I'm thinking this is like a 4-year music.
His sister wrote this. So that is the song that won. I didn't mind. I actually loved all the songs except for Hungary. I thought it was a bit of stirring shit. But the rest I loved. So when Portugal won, it was like, oh, really? But I didn't mind that much.
Okay. I can't even tell.
Huh?
I'm so ill-informed that me talking about it is useless.
So, but what do you think? Is it similar?
I like it. Yeah, it is similar. It's like nice mood music, like the kind you find in a foyer, in a restaurant or hotel. So it's pleasant.
It's riding on the tailcoats of La La Land. But this is my favorite song. Okay, can I play you my favorite song? And it didn't even reach the final.
Go.
And go, I don't know why. Maybe you won't like it the first time, but I've listened now to it like 63 times, and I find this sad, but melancholic, this one. Oh, okay. This should have won. This is from Latvia, I think. Estonia. You will hear there's a wail coming now that's so melancholic. Here it comes. So nice. We are lost in Verona. So we got such a full show, Charmaine. We got the sexy dance, Mr. and Mrs. Sexy Dance.
Hey, people dance. Look forward to that.
Yes,
yeah.
So I mean,
one of our manager this morning, can I just give a shout out to Dory?
Ah.
Yeah.
Dory looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay. And Dory's not even hearing it.
Now, if you are on... live with us now, so you can go to Facebook, to either the Cusper Radio Show Facebook page or the Cusper fan page, which Charmaine will man.
Oh my
with
God.
A camera. And we go live with that just now, but I'll warn you again.
Set it up.
And then we got Ryan, Daniel and Taryn coming in. They are from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Surprise. Never talked about that one before. No, I have. I love Priscilla. I mean, it's like if I had a week daily show, they would be here every day.
I know, but it's an amazing show. I mean, I had such fun. Oh my God, I was hooting, literally. Toot, 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 toot.
It was fantastic. Yeah. And you went on stage.
I forgot about that.
You must ask Ryan when he comes if he remembers you.
Okay, I forgot about that.
You were dancing on stage,
yes,
darling.
Yes, I did. I was.
You were wonderful.
Was I? Oh, no.
Yes.
Thank you.
So they're coming. And then we've got, I think, Kuan or Suan or some. It's C-U-A-N. I don't know how you pronounce it.
I have no idea. Kuan.
Kuan. He's coming. And Suki. Kwan Man and Suki Cookie, they are coming to talk about the makeup and the wigs of Priscilla.
Awesome.
Because that is dedication there.
It's beautifully done.
I mean, there are 950 costume changes.
That many?
Well, not really, but they would know.
Okay.
And then they have to have these people on standby to make up because it's such a quick change all the time.
I know,
so we must find out everything about that.
Looking forward.
I'm looking so forward, Shemaine. And then people, if you want to WhatsApp us, the number is
079-748-2090.
That is right. That is 079-748-2090 here op the WhatsApp knoppie.
Let me just see if we got anyone writing to us, Shemaine, because it's been a very quiet couple of weeks. But the way we are sitting, let me explain to the people. We are sitting with our backs to the computer screen now. So I don't know what the
fuck. Would you like me to get up?
No, you talk. Okay. I'll go and see if there's something. If there is something, I'll call you over and you read it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you want me to talk. Okay, what do you want me to say? Okay, who are we having? Rihanna sitting outside. And I saw the dancer here this morning, and she looked hot, but I didn't see the boy yet.
Can one call the boy? Here. We'll get let's get Rian in, and he can start
Rian,
talking.
Do you want to come in?
So I can't see anything here on this. I can't see anything here on the screen. So you can come and have a look. I don't see anything.
I'm gonna look. You know, people hardly write in anyway. I mean,
not really. That we've always got writer in us.
I know. But it's lazy writing. It's like, you know, so...
That's all we need.
So don't be surprised that there's no one there yet. Hey, Rian, kom sit hier langs my liefie. Ach, met die dierbare lyf van jou.
Hier is Rian. Hallo, goeiemorgen, Rian.
Goeiemorgen, julle.
Hey.
Goed om julle te sien.
Wie het ons vanmorgen op die dansvloer?
Ons het vir Celeste en vir Alpheus. Celeste is a beautiful dancer. She is a pole instructor.
Oh my God.
So hier is die mense wat actually die mense leer om het te doen, ja.
Okay. But now, can you do me a favor, when she dances, can you then comment, because we are radio listeners now on this side.
Yes.
The viewers will watch live. But can you name the things she's doing on the pole?
I'm going to try.
The this and the that and the this and the that?
Some of the big moves, yes.
They got names?
Yeah, actually all of them have names, which is the funny part. So there's a whole description. She can do a whole routine off a piece of paper. It's unbelievable.
Hmm. Okay, so will you have that knowledge?
Well, I've got about 5 moves that I know.
Okay.
So when they do it, I'll be very excited. But the rest will just make names for it.
Okay, let's tell Celeste that she can prepare to begin.
All right.
What does it look like there? I can't see. Is she ready?
She's ready.
Because then afterwards, we will speak to her.
All right, brilliant.
Okay.
All right, Celeste, are you...
So...
2 minutes, okay.
Okay, 2 minutes.
Cool. No. So, Cassie's going to get his thingamy ready for me so that I can use it. So, and then, in the meantime, there was a message from Spenzar, S-P-E-N and
really?
A Z with a capital.
And what does Spenzar say?
Just hi, Casper and Shemaine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, thanks for that, Spenzar.
Spenzar.
Love that name.
Awesome.
Yeah. So,
that's nice to know someone is listening, eh? It's always nice to know someone is listening somewhere.
Are you ready?
No.
So what must I do with it?
I'm not ready. I'm going to go on the fan book. I can't speak. Fan book. The fan page Facebook.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to say with my cruddy mind. And then you're going to go live on this and record the dancing. When Celeste has finished, stop it. Come back to me.
All right.
And then I'll post it, and then we'll do Alfonso. What's his name? Alphorius.
Alpheus.
Alpheus. It sounds so otherworldly.
He's like a Greek god.
Oh,
Alpheus.
God.
Isn't there
I like Greeks.
In the Matrix? Isn't in the Matrix an Alpheus?
I think that was...
Orpheus. Or Morpheus.
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 I say.
There's all the... Yeah. Ek is ook a Morpheus.
Ek is a groot Morpheus.
Just wait. Hang on now, man. I must get the page.
Wait, okay. Now. So, we spoke about Bernard, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I am very convinced that you guys have not been to Vegas, because I have been. And, oh, have you been to Vegas, Kasper?
Lots of times.
Well, then you would know that he's definitely not sleeping those days that he's there. It's all party karate for Vegas time.
Yeah, but he's just traveled from New York, so he's gained 4 hours. Oh. I think he's going to be tired.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you have more daylight. So, I think by now you would be snoring away.
I'm sure we're going to get a hangover story when he arrives.
He doesn't drink.
No, I mean like the movie Hangover. Like just completely.
Yeah, things that happen.
That happen, that's the one.
Yeah, I think he's with his friends there. I don't think he's alone. Are you traveled with friends?
I saw two women with him, but I didn't think they were part of his equation. So maybe it's like that. I just thought you went alone.
Oh, Bernard, we miss you.
We do, don't we?
Well, he's having a ball of a time, that I can tell you. He's loving it. He saw a couple of things on Broadway, and now he is in Vegas to see a couple of shows there, and I don't think he's going to gamble. Can I ask you,
does he have money for gambling? I mean, that trip is like way expensive.
I don't think he's got any money left. Okay, aww. So it's Celeste, am I right?
That's correct, Celeste.
I'm writing it down
Celeste
here.
Celeste Lamantia.
Lamantia.
Yeah, that I'm not going to write.
How do you spell that?
Oh, well, Lamantia, she's actually, the funny part is in the, she's part of.
Okay, there we go.
All right. She's part of, obviously she's got a pole studio. Her husband, Fabio, is actually the dance captain of our dance crew, of the male dance team.
Okay.
So we're going to get Fabio in here a little bit later.
All right.
But his wife is going to first show us how it is done.
Hello, people. So if you're just joining us here on the Facebook page, this camera will be manned by a woman. Shemay. And we're going to have someone. Hello. I see all the thumbs. Hello, people. We're going to have her dancing now on a pole. But
not Shemaine. Celeste.
Yeah, not a German, but a pole. And then. Okay, so let me turn. Shemaine, if you can go and go outside now and stand your ground there.
I will go and stand my ground. So, let's see.
So she's going to go out. And Rian, so we're going to get ready here. What song do you think we should play for her?
That's Rian. How hot is he? All right, getting out of the studio. There's Cassie.
Yeah, dude, walking commentary so long. Because we got
go
a...
There you can see. No, you can't see.
So I have to stand up now,
yes,
to see her because I can't. I've got a screen in front of me. So I'm going to start the music and then I'm going to eagerly stand up. Just hang on and I'll talk to you later.
All righty.
So what song must we play?
I think it's called Painted Black.
Okay, just hang on. Okay, see if you can hear anything.
There we go.
You hear it?
We hear it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Can she hear it?
She can hear it.
Oh, God, I'm gonna fall out.
Woo! Amazing.
What was that? The slong?
The lay slong. I think that's called the Superman.
I see your red door. I want it painted black.
That's amazing. That's the upside down Algeria.
I want them to turn black.
That's a Russian split.
I seen girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
A Russian split.
It's your beautiful knee lock.
To my dark disco. I see a lot of colors and they're all painted black. With flowers in my life, but never to come back.
Beautiful. That's called jade. Beautiful.
Maybe I'll fade away and not have to face the fact. It's not easy facing up.
Shemaine, okay, switch off, come back. Let me put this on the internet. That was amazing. She was like standing still in the air.
I know. And Cus, remember what we were speaking about, how different the styles are with these pole dancers. It's remarkable to see. I mean, we saw Nikita last week in Celeste, and it's a completely different style.
Absolutely.
I think it's worth trying.
Yeah, we must talk to her. Can I upload? Okay, let's get her in.
All right,
talk
Celeste,
to her.
Please come to the studio. He's so out of breath, poor girl.
We're uploading it. Upload failed. Your ma's thing has it failed. No, man. Why is it as upload failed? Well, we got backing, luckily. We got lots of backing.
No,
it's an upload fail. But we got backing outside as well in case. But just have a look there. If you can see, if you can find the upload again. That was fantastic, man. Oh, and tell me now, Rian says that you are a instructor.
Yes, I've got my own studio.
Oh, God.
And, sorry.
Sorry, it's my fault.
I've got my own studio in Bedford View.
Yeah. Okay, and so where do can people, are you on the internet?
Yes, it's, my studio is called Aphrodite Secrets.
Okay.
And, yeah, we run 5 days a week.
Okay.
From Hoppers 4 until Hoppers 8. It's for anyone. Anyone can try it. Anyone can have fun and, yeah.
How dangerous is it?
It's not. You see, you start from base level. So, and you build, like anything. Most women don't have upper body strength and they need to build it. So, from that perspective, you start slow. There's quite a few different aspects of pole. So, there's floor work, there's spins, there's tricks. And when you combine them, then you can create a routine.
Yes.
But a person has to feel confident about themselves and on the pole. I mean, it's a foreign object.
Yeah.
You're not really used to it. So
yeah, and you go up
slowly.
In the air. Yeah.
Exactly. But you don't go up and over straight away.
No. Okay.
You start off slowly and you just little step by little step by little step. And then, yeah.
Why isn't there male pole dancers?
There is.
Oh, you do find them.
Yes, yeah. I had one of my students was a male dancer, and he danced with me for about a year. And then he moved away, so he changed studios.
And he had that natural ability, that upper body strength.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
So it was remarkable watching this guy on the pole.
And he's local. So you do get local pole dancers as well, because you're usually associated with women.
It is. Look, in South Africa, it's still just been recognized as a sport.
Right.
Okay.
So with men, they're still associated to the sexual part of it, where it really doesn't have any...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. No.
Are you making me blush? No, but I mean, it takes incredible strength.
Of course.
And amazing endurance and flexibility. So if more men wanted to do it, there's a huge open market for it.
Right.
You know?
But obviously there is a couple of injuries that you can have.
No, absolutely. There is, but that's why, I mean, you have to, that's why I'm so hectic about having a solid foundation.
Okay, great.
So working from your foundation, never doing anything that you're not comfortable doing.
And remind us of the website, please.
www.aphroditesecrets.co.za.
Fantastic.
Celeste, that was fantastic. Now, what do you say, Shemaine? Your mic is off. Do you want something really important to say?
Shemaine?
Yes, I do. I do want to know. You said it can be a sport for males as well.
Absolutely.
So that pole, do they have to learn how to tuck? Or how do they? Because, I mean, that could
there are there are certain moves. So I did it just now. I don't know if how many people saw whatever, but I sat and then I lay back. Mm-hmm. So for men, that's a normal sit. But for men, there's a move called Remy chair, where you actually hook behind the knee, and then behind the knee, that's where all your leverage comes from.
Okay.
So there are ways and means of doing it.
Okay.
It's just different.
Mm-hmm. It's bring your own pole. You bring your own pole.
Are you going to probeer, Rian?
Also, tell a park here at the studio, we've tried a couple of moves. Yeah.
You find it difficult?
Yes, very. That's why we have so much respect now. But her husband, she kind of makes him do a couple of moves all the time. So he's actually very good. No, he's not yet. But he's coming the last time.
Okay, he must pole, eh? We want him to pole. He will be in pole position.
Well, his nickname in the team is the Hammer. So I think he can pretty much...
No, there's a whole backstory to that.
We need a whole new episode.
Okay. There's a couple of people here who just saw this. It's on the... on the streams of the Casper radio show and the Casper Facebook, some people said hello, the dance on a pole. This is like art, very beautiful. Wow, nice one. And this is awesome, says someone. So, yeah, and
so did that video actually post?
Because
I think
post.
We have problems with reception.
No, it did post.
Okay, cool.
It did post.
I don't want to do it again.
Yeah. Stand by. You have to do it again. Okay. Well, let's get
Alpheus.
Alfonso Morpheus here and have a. No. Get him to get ready. All ready. Right. You can stay here. So let's tell me what. What is he going to do?
All right, Alpheus is going to just do a little routine for us and show off his amazing body. This guy just lives in the gym. He's got so many classes and fitness classes and this very kind of like, remember the Beat Boys?
Hit the perfect beat boys.
That's the one. So they've kind of got an upgraded version of that these days.
Oh.
Yeah, so he'll touch on that when he's actually, I want him to tell you about it.
He must touch on that. What's his name again?
Okay. Alpheus.
Sorry, man.
So
I'm writing it down now, you see. Alpheus. I assume it's Alpheus.
That's the one.
Alpheus dancing.
And Alpheus is also part of the Odyssey team, so he is one of the members that will be in the big show at the end. So we're giving a little preview of what Alpheus looks like and can do.
We are planning a show.
So am I back on duty?
We are planning a show at the end of the year. All these people together, the Casper Radio team together. We're going to have fun.
I'm still going to have a job at the Casper Radio show because he's telling me like I'm supposed to know. Because, notorious for certain.
It's already going. So Alpheus is standing by.
Okay.
Charmaine is on her way.
And I'm going to not give you a running documentary.
You must. As you walk.
There you go. There's the body.
Oh.
You know, that's Celeste and that's Rian again. So I'm walking.
So how do we know Alpheus? How do you know him?
Alpheus, I've known just for years in the dance industry. It's, I think, about 10 years already. And we've just remained friends. And when we started this project, he immediately climbed aboard. So he's very trusted and very good.
Where is he? Let me just see.
All right, he is standing by, ready in his black jacket.
Oh, there. Hello, Alpheus. Sorry.
Hi, I was looking for you. Okay, so you're ready. And I'm ready with the music here. So I'm going to put that on loud.
Here we go. He's now removing his jacket. Shoulders. Smile, Charmaine. Okay.
by now of a heart attack.
Yeah, a beast, a total beast.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Alfie.
Yay. So is he called the what? The Hammerhead?
No. Alpheus is not have a nickname yet. I was going to go for Black Mamba because he's got that powerful body.
Yeah, he must come in now.
Yeah, Alpheus, come join us, please, my brother.
Fantusties. That is wonderful. So you people, do you have to... Alpheus. Hello, Alpheus.
Come have a seat.
It was fantastic. Come have a seat, my friend. Upload on. Oh, I see. Upload is on, so it means it's going.
Sure. Well done, my brother.
Alpheus, well done. Let me get you a mic.
Catching his breath.
Sure. I know you got tats as well.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you, buddy.
I quickly want to ask you, do you go to the gym as well? Or do you just dancing enough? Or do you actually have to go to the gym as well?
I live in the gym.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
All my life.
Wow. I'm
forever in the gym. 7 days a week. Safe. Part of me.
So if you don't go to the gym, do you feel guilty? Do you feel like you're sagging away?
I feel very horrible, I must say.
Oh, really? Well, and how many hours a day?
I try 2 hours in the morning, 2 in the afternoon.
Wow.
Every day.
Every day.
So what's
but that's when you get a body like this.
And when you go,
I mean, it's not only doing weight. It's because I'm a group exercise instructor. I do offer classes. So
okay. That
is the reason I spend the rest of my life and my time in the gym, because I'm not only doing weights, I'm giving classes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you're healthy as fuck.
Tell us about these aerobics videos I keep seeing on Facebook of you. Tell us more about that and what you do.
What is happening is we do have like many marathons that we do. We travel in and around Gauteng, Joburg, everywhere. And I upload my videos.
Right.
So everybody that wants to follow me, I'm on Facebook as Alpheus Wokamaloyi. And
slowly with that last part for the whites.
Okay.
Yeah. Alpheus what?
Okay. Walker. As in walking.
Yeah.
W-A-L-K.
Okay. Okay.
Maloy is the same name. M-A-L-O-I. That's how you get on Instagram and Facebook as well.
So do you upload it on Facebook?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Okay, I hope the people will go. I will definitely join. And Celeste, I will see you in the... and hopefully you'll get a few pole...
positions?
Pupils. Pole pupils. Any pole pupils out there?
Yeah, thank you. That would be amazing.
And just remind us of your website again, please.
So,
I keep forgetting.
It's www.aphroditesecrets.
That's Aphrodite.
Oh, I'm so sorry. All right.
Aphrodite.
Yeah, I got it.
Alpheus Aphrodite. As easy as that, man.
All right.
So did you wonderful people know that Muse has got a new CD out?
No, I didn't.
Do you like Muse?
Love Muse.
Muse is now with a new CD.
Oh, cool.
And I have got the first single. It's called Dig Down from that CD. So let's have a listen to this while we take pictures with these beautiful people.
Mm-hmm, and they are easy on the eye.
They are. Hey, I saw you. I saw you, Shemaine.
That smile.
If a woman can get an erection, it happens now.
Oh my God.
Stop struggling.
Too much information for Alpheus.
I know.
Alpheus Wokamaloyi is going, no, these people are wrong.
Is this thing playing or not? Is it playing here?
I can hear it. I think it's playing from your phone.
Palesa, come help me. Palesa, something's wrong, Palesi. My dearest. I don't know why it's not playing. This song must play, Palesa.
This is the second time you're losing your touch, babe.
We're losing our touch. Okay. Not me.
Where?
How can I lose my touch if the fucking things don't want to work?
Okay, while you're in denial, I'm going to see
if
we've
in
got
denial.
Messages.
Okay, see if we got messages, please. Tell us.
Family I guess people are quiet. Too? They've been enjoying the sexy shows too much, so there's nothing there. So nothing that is valid for us.
Praise. Still not music. Do you hear Muse?
No.
No, nothing, eh?
Nothing.
So, Casper, what do you think the chances are of some of your fans trying to attempt this little...
Yes, they must.
I think we should get a little amateur hour or something.
Yeah. We will have three sections. We'll have listeners who just want to come to the party and who are close to us here in Johannesburg, Pretoria, you know, those people. Then we'll have listeners who want to maybe try and dance a bit that night under your... What do you call it? Tutelage.
Supervision.
Supervision. Or we'll have a nice free whatever, free for all dance session. And then, of course, people who are listening who want to compete, they must contact you. And now, what is your website? And it's not Aphrodite.
Thank you for reminding me again. So it is www.odysseyentertainment.co.za.
Okay, so if you want to dance, we got the whole year going every Friday, so you can just contact Rian then. But we got people lined up for, like, next week. And hey, have you?
Yes, no.
We've got. And then after that, I'm gone for a quickie. Oh, listen, that's my phone. Okay, isn't that beautiful?
And you're gone for 2 weeks?
2 weeks, and then we go on again.
Brilliant.
And we will see you all back. Are you, you got your breath back now?
Yeah, definitely.
It looked absolutely wonderful. Thank you, people, for being here. And I'll see you next week, Rian, on the Casper Radio Show.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks to you guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you guys. Yeah. It's the
guy, oh, Silu Sucker, in Sumatra.
From, this Casper Radio.
Got a little bit of a gremlin here with the sound because it usually there's a little placenta that goes from my iPhone into the mixer, but now you know these iPhones don't have earphone jack anymore, so now it's got to go through the strange little alien pili and it doesn't seem to work anymore. Let me just try again. No, so I wanted to play you the new Muse, but you can get it now on the internet. It's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, it's on Apple Music. It's called Dig Down Muse. That's the song. But now we're listening to the Imali song again while we are getting our studio ready for our next guests.
Is
is nog altijd ingeskakel op die Casper Radio Show. En ons stuur ons golwe hier vanaf Rivonia op die internet en verder. Dit is moontlik dat 'n klomp mannetjies van Mars ons nou kan luister, of miskien 5 jaar van nou, terwyl die klanke weer galm in die universum. Maar tot ons met Mars praat, praat ons met meer alien! Hallo, Shemaine.
Aren't you happy to see me?
Have you found out how to say Kuan?
Ja, nee, dit is Kuan.
Kuan, we are so stupid. Yeah. God, ons is kommen.
Ons Afrikaans gegaan met die naam.
O, jyre, ons is kommen. Hoe ons gaan Kuan... Dit is wat, Kuan?
Kuan.
Kuan. Ja,
nee. Ons is al by Kuan en Juan.
Kuan, welcome.
Thank you.
Just... And Suki.
Ja.
Hallo, Suki, kom nader. Kom nader, Soek.
Ek is nader.
Maar, ja, maar ons net... want ek is doof en ek kan nie lekker hoor nie. Julle is meer as welkom by die show.
Thank you very much. It's a privilege to be here.
Ach, oh. We love Priscilla. Mm-hmm. And we can just imagine the work that goes into that. So I want you to tell us what you do in that production. Shall we start with Kuan?
Okay. I am head of makeup and training for Kryolan South Africa. And we're the official makeup sponsors for Priscilla for their South African run.
Okay, so you belong to Kryolan.
Yes,
okay.
Kryolan, yeah.
Okay. That and you, Suki? How do you fit in with him?
Ek is die hoof van die hare en make-up afdeling.
Dis eintlik hoof van die hare.
Ja, hoof van die hare en die make-up.
Okay, awesome. Julle werk dan hard. So, doen jy die make-up of die hare self of is jy die ene wat gespesialiseer in die haarstukke en die wigs en so aan?
Ja, ons moet al die hare, die wigs regkry vir die show elke aand. So die styling, alles daaraan verbonde.
What do the actors do? Doen hulle, sit hulle die wig self op of staan jy met assistente daar om hulle te dress, dat hulle in haar klip?
Ja, ons moet spesies deur die show, moet ons terwyl hulle uit hulle costumes uitgaan, hulle wigs afhaal en weer ander wigs opsit.
Raak jy ooit deur mekaar?
O ja, nee, baie. Want dit is 'n baie besige show en yes, die changes is baie erg.
Dat's baie ook.
Ja, dat's baie ook.
So sê nou daar wat David Dennis voor die bus, voor die swart kaart staan, moet jy hom help dress dan, want hy het 'n moerse quick change daar. Dit is aan die I Will Survive, aan die einde van Act 1. Dan kom daar so swart
ding. Secrets coming out.
Can you remember? Secrets. He's got a thing like a ball thing on his head thing.
Ja, dat is baie quick changes wat gebeur op die bus self.
Hy gaan in die bus in.
Ja, een van die van die week mense is op die bus vir die hele tydperk deur in die show wat hulle dan agterin gaan en dan
quick changes.
Nou ja, dan bly hulle op die bus terwyl die show aan die gang is. Nou,
Soek,
hulle moet maar 'n bietjie wegkruip daar dat niemand hulle sien.
Ek het hulle nog nie gesien. Nou gaan ek hulle fokin soek want ek gaan
hulle soek, ja.
Ek gaan hulle soek. Wat ek wel sien nou en dan, hang af waar ek sit in die audience is met die quick changes aan die einde van act 2, I sometimes see people running just a foot or a little bit of a toe. Who's responsible for those amazing quick changes? That's where they do that show in fast motion. Mm-hmm. En dan kom die gordyn verby en
nee, maar is verskillende mense.
I know, but I can see them running, so I want to know how does that? Hulle word opgedres obviously voor die tyd en dan gaan staan hulle reg.
Ja, dan staan hulle reg.
Okay, haven't you seen? I saw 2 or 3
see feet.
Yeah.
I was mesmerized. I was just mesmerized.
But that was mesmerized. I know, but when you've seen it 9 times,
yeah,
you start looking at other stuff.
Yeah. All I noticed was, okay, these are different people, you know, so because you kind of like identify.
Yeah, it has to be.
But I mean, I was just so, I was like a child. I haven't been like that in a long while. I was like, woo!
Yeah. Jy kry mos in die wêreld ook daai rokke wat die heeltyd jou kan verander, wat jy aftrek.
Ja.
En ek het eers gedink, dis wat hulle doen die heel eerste keer. And then I saw, no, it's not. It's they replace them. It's amazing how they do it.
En jy, Kuan, is jy ook deel van die make-up span wat opmaak? Geprogrammering doen, or do you not?
No, so we don't actually do the makeup. I think majority of the cast do their makeup themselves.
Oh, okay. Right.
We basically just the makeup suppliers. So they just send me a little list. I need X, Y, and Z, and I get it together for them, and off we go.
And who made those masks?
Is that something that's being done at a certain place?
That's ingenious.
And those masks were done by Tanya.
Yeah, Tanya Peacock.
Yeah, and she's part of the production team.
But she must have gotten her instructions from head office Priscilla, because they all use those masks.
Yeah.
So are those masks already made up? If you touch it, then you will it smear on your hand?
No, not at all. They're completely dry.
Yeah, it's completely dry. Okay. Ja, dis spesifiek gemaak volgens elkeen se gesig waarom hulle moes ingekom het vir 'n
gesigmasker.
Ja, 'n cast. En dan is die maskers volgens elkeen se gesig gemaak.
So en velkleur.
En velkleur wat ons by Kreolon die match gekry het van hulle velkleur.
Al wat mens sien dis masker is as jy naby is en jy sien die swart rekkie deur die hare. Maar jy sien nie die masker self teen die vel afsteek glad nie. Dit lyk verskriklik genuine. Dit is 'n baie slim tegniek daai. Ek love dit.
Ja, want dit is omdat daar nie, nee, daar's nie al daai tyd om van een gesig voor na 'n een te.
Because I did in the beginning, I went like, how the fuck did you?
And
then I was like, okay. Fortunately, I was sitting like in row three, so I could actually see that, all right, that's a mask.
But very well done.
Daar is van hulle, soos Michael Fullard, wat Vera is in die begin, en dan later Young Bernadette toe gaan, wat make-up moet doen vir Vera, sy eie make-up.
Eie make-up?
Ja, in die begin van die show, en dan in interval moet hy dit verander na Vera. Wow. Dus dit is sy eie make-up.
Okay, want ek wou dit vra ook, wie het regtig make-up aan? Wat soos op die vel kom? Wie is Vera? Wie is dit? Is dit die club owner? Wie is Vera? Who's the character?
Michael Fullard speel Vera, and then
Who's Vera? Who's Vera on the show? Is she in the club there at the beginning? And to speaking to Daniel, and I know Young Bernadette. I know that who that is. I've seen that, and that is amazing.
Is there a picture of her in?
Is Vera not the one, the club owner, that tells Daniel he's not going to be missed or something? Remember there at the beginning that they bitching each other there.
The first one is Tipu that's coming down.
Yes.
Yeah. But the young Bernadette is also that's type pink. Waar daar almal so pink is met die vere en dan dan dink sy terug. Onthou
jy?
Ja, dis young
Bernadette.
Yeah, so that's
Michael. That's young Bernadette. That's also absolutely amazing. So a lot of people double on stage and then they're there, then they're there. But even though you recognize them, it's pleasant. It's sort of you accept, okay, there is that strange lesbian again from, you know,
it's fun.
And she's now gambling in the casino or whatever,
but that's part of the magic where you see how they interchange and how they, you know, you go like, oh my god, now that's that character and that.
They're going to be so versatile with their characters.
Yeah, it's truly an art. So how did Crayolan get involved with Priscilla?
I think it was Dwayne who put a random Facebook post out, and a mutual friend of ours had suggested, you know, commented, get hold of Krylan. So he sent our details on to Deborah, who's the organizer,
the marketing,
marketing director. She got hold of us and we passed a proposal through the CEO's desk, and he was like, absolutely. I mean, Krylan's heritage is so rich in theatrical and productions. We wouldn't be able to pass something like this.
Something this rich and absolutely iconic, actually.
120 years ago. Sorry about that, Shema.
Go ahead.
120 years ago, I was a student at the University of Stellenbosch.
You look good for your age, hey?
And we used Krayolan makeup, Krayolan, for the stage as well.
You know what? TV also, I used to be a presenter for the longest time, used Krayolan. And even now, I mean, they do all the other products, but the staple, Krayolan, and they'll all tell you that. So Krayolan is like in this industry, entertainment industry. It's kind of like you can't. I mean, I still have Krayolan products, and the thing is, they're rich. The colors are rich. That it lasts, and I mean, you're supposed to throw your makeup out after about a year. I don't. Not my Krayolan.
Well, it all depends, because I mean, providing you're keeping your product obviously from being contaminated and not making it dirty, it can last you a whole lot longer than that. I mean, we've got some clients that have their foundations for 2-3 years.
Okay.
And those are perfectly fine to use. So it depends on the actual product. I mean, your mascara.
But Krayolan is you got to go to a shop. Eh? You can't find it in Edgars, can you?
No. So we're not commercially available in a shopping sort of institution like Edcon or True Words Group or anything like that. We do have our dedicated stores, and we distribute on a professional basis. So to salons that have qualified makeup artists that have the knowledge on how to you know match you up perfectly and recommend the right products for you.
On opening night, we all got a little Irina Monster of Crayola, and that was very sweet.
Yes.
I gave it to Bernard, who then. He's now overseas,
Betty,
but Betty. But Betty said he knows you.
Yes.
Yesterday when I said who's the guests.
Yes.
He said he knows you.
Yeah, we used and to work at Beefcakes together.
You what?
We used to work at Beefcakes together.
Oh,
yeah, because he said you're very sweet.
Oh, yay.
And Suki, waar kom jy vandaan? Hoe jy uit opgeëindig in op die theater met Priscilla? Werk jy vir Pieter Torien of is jy freelance?
Ja, ek doen freelance vir Pieter Torien, Heisel.
Ah, okay.
Wat er jou opkom?
En wat was vir jou so ver van die lekkerste goed wat jy gedoen het?
Ek moet sê, Priscilla is my groot voorreg om op te werk. Daar is soveel goed wat aangaan gedurende die show en wie die make-up wat so uitstaande is en die costumes. Dit is absoluut vir my net voorreg om daarop te werk en deel daarvan te wees.
Ja, dit is amazing. Ek dink dit is a once in a lifetime show.
Ja, dit is a baie besige show, maar a baie lekker show.
Ja, dit is opbeurend en kleurvol en a joy om aan te werk.
And you can't help but leave the show in such a good mood.
Yeah.
You're on such a high.
You are, eh?
Yeah. So
everyone is. The audience, you can see them outside skipping and scopping along.
So you guys are dog tired but happy.
Ja, en van die weeks was ook vir my 'n lekker challenge gewees om te doen, soos die Diva Main Weeks, die rooi is, en die Cockatoo Weeks.
And that's got to be, jy moet het maintain elke dag, obviously, anders val het in mekaar uit.
Ja, ons moet het visies was en set en style, en dit is so lekker om iets so anders te doen. So ek geniet het vreselijk, is baie creative.
So werk jylle vooral in die dag aan die show's prep.
Ja.
Nee, en dan moet alles reg en droog te hê vir die aand.
Reg en droog te hê vir die aand. Ja. So ons het so 'n lysie waarvan ons op paar volgens ons werk. Vandag is dit nou daai ou se beurt wat hy nou oorgedoen gewas en gesê moet word en dit is nogal 'n lang proses om die eindresultaat te kry.
Q&A, are you at every show or
unfortunately not.
You're not necessary.
I love
you supplied the stuff and now you can go.
No, 100%. I definitely am going to go again. But yeah, no, I don't go every day, unfortunately.
So you could just walk in, basically.
I like to think so.
But the actors, they all do their own stuff, as you say.
Yeah.
So they can do the basics of what they have 100%. To do. They're not that helpless.
No, well, also, I mean, they are all theatre professionals.
Yeah.
You know, this is what they do. So they have gotten, you know, the training in how to do their own faces.
But you had to give tips at some point, or not?
Tips and tricks, yeah, we pass on to Suki.
Okay.
And yeah, from there, they're all responsible for creating themselves and making themselves as beautiful as what they look on stage.
Isn't it amazing that the movie, years and yonkers ago, I saw that movie and I was then sort of taken aback by the costumes. I thought, oh, this is new. And it's exactly the same still. And it's still, oh, this is new in 2011.
Yeah.
With those huge hearts,
absolutely.
Wigs and stuff. So they were well ahead of their time, eh? Or
absolutely.
Was it Australia who was ahead of their time with the drag scene?
I think so, yeah. But what I really, really like about the production is it actually stays quite true to the movie.
It does.
Whereas a lot of the productions, they change certain things. And the Priscilla production is actually pretty much stayed.
It's an homage to the movie. It is, and where it's different, it's just an enhancement of for the stage or what the movie was that I liked very much. Like, the inclusion of the child singing a song with Tick, all that. I'm not going to say more because I just realized, oh fuck, I mustn't give away anything. But that I found very sweet.
Yeah.
I was actually emotional the first time I saw that. Did you cry a bit?
I didn't cry, but it was a beautiful moment.
You're
did get a little bit choked up.
Cold witch.
It was an absolutely beautiful moment, but damn it, I didn't need to cry.
Just
because I'm a girl doesn't mean I cry. I got that
drunk in the store.
Oh, sweetheart. Maar jy is lief. Jy is liever as ek.
No, don't start. Not with Suki and Kieran here. I thank you from the bottom of my dumb old heart. That how long have you been doing the Suki?
I actually started 2004, going really okay. into theater when oh, I started okay. doing Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, so did you work with Jonathan or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and a couple of, you know, theater productions yeah. after that. So but it's so just you a must passion have a ball. For me. I just yeah. enjoy
I would love your job as well. I would love
well,
it.
Oh, you can come in and I can give you some
actually,
training.
Assistente board.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Hoe kom nie?
You should meet Betty. Het jy vir Betty ontmoet?
Nee.
Ach, jy moet vir Betty ontmoet. I mean, I think she can get some tips from you. See, Betty, I've got your back, girl.
Kieran?
Mm-hmm. I've yes. got your back.
Are you part of a twin?
No. Not as far as I know.
Did you do tests?
No, but I'm pretty sure my mom would have told me at some stage during the last 30 years of
You know,
life.
I'm asking you that because Betty said, oh, Kieran is so sweet, and he sent me a picture of you.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like you were lying next to your twin.
Lying next to my twin.
Okay, I'm going to show you the picture and shame, tell me if he sent me the wrong fucking thing. Because then I'm going to give it to you.
I know which photo.
Yeah.
You know which
there's
photo?
A, there's
Who's
a
that?
Tat there.
You've got tats.
Yes.
It's a tat, yes.
It's a very beautiful photo. I found myself that I had to sit down. when was this taken then? Because this is... Oh, it's gone.
I think I removed it.
I think I know.
Let me see, maybe mine is
was
there.
Was lying on the floor?
There are two people lying on the floor and they look the same.
Is it a floor?
It's a floor.
It was a carpet.
And okay, did you get carpet burns?
No.
And who was it?
It's a friend of mine, Rudy.
You look the same. I thought it was a fucking twin.
There you go.
I thought it was a twin.
He's got the brown hair and the blue eyes. I've got the blonde hair and the green eye. Yeah, that's Rudy.
Okay.
It's Moy. Look at that.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, do you still have that six pack?
It's winter now, so there's a little layer covering it.
Yeah, we are pervert show. We want to just see six packs. That's all we want to see.
See, these boys made me very rude. I'm telling you. I mean, I speak out of turn just because they are so messed. So otherwise, I'd stay behind.
So next up, we will be talking again to Priscilla, but now on stage, we'll be talking to Daniel, Taryn, and Ryan, who all play in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I once said to Gareth Cliff as a teaser, I'm going to have the cast of Patricia, Queen of the fucking Cape. Yeah, I said Patricia instead of Priscilla. I was totally fucked. Anyway, so we're going to have them. Thank you very much. And look out for me. Suki, look out for me, Q, next time. I'll be there a couple of times still.
Fantastic.
Okay.
And
have
thank
a lovely
you so much.
No, it's a big, big, big.
Yeah, kom maak 'n draai daar agter by
ons. Ek gaan, ek wil. Ah, ek wil, ja.
Is dit net vir hom?
Ja, jy kan saamkom. Welkom.
Moenie altyd, hoekom, sy gee my die hand. Nou gryp jy die ander fokke hand. Dis ek.
I'm just jealous. Like, I know. You know, it's like children, they compete for attention. Mm-hmm. So I'm little...
No, but really, it's actually nice to do it together.
This,
hey? If I'm on my own, then I can't go, ooh, look at this, look at this.
Yeah, they go, yeah. Oh, you're with Casper. Oh, with Casper. Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
Now, seeing that our phone link alien pee-pee thing broke down and I can't play music, I've now got to blindly grope for something to play. So, Charmaine, you talk to them.
You grope.
And okay, I just want to see if there's any messages. Casper.
Okay.
Ons hoor jou op Mars en ander planete.
Ja.
Jy is die god van entertainment. Don't I love them?
Oh god,
let me read this again. Mars. And then there's another thing there that I can't make out that you must come and have a look.
Do I?
Okay, but talk to them.
Okay, I mean, he's telling me to talk to you, but he's talking, so I'm not so sure what I'm supposed to do, because, you know, this is the Casper show anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, like, sitting here filling time with him.
No, but you can talk to them. Talk to them sensibly. You mustn't fucking talk to them. I want to know more.
Okay, Suki.
Is Kieran, he's got a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Is he straight or gay?
Stop
Suki
it.
The same.
I don't want to know about their sex life.
I want
whether
to.
They're straight
I
or
want
gay.
To.
So, but is it the eerste keer dat jy vir Casper ontmoet, Suki? I'm doing Afrikaans with Suki.
Ja.
Ek het Casper nydag ontmoet toe ons op Annie gewerk het.
Yes, I went backstage from Miss Hannigan and I got a wig on. That's right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Suki. I can't remember because I'm old and I'm...
So dink jy ook hy's 'n god? Soos wie is daai wat daar so skryf?
Sy sal nie dink ek is 'n god nie. Dis my fans.
Well, I mean, you know, you never know. Sookie, is jy 'n fan?
Van Casper.
Jy nou moet jy versigtig wees, hoor. Kieran,
are you a fan?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you see.
No hesitation.
Okay, so Casper wants to know, do you have a boyfriend?
I do not.
Okay, so you're out on the market?
Not necessarily.
Are you
now
resting?
I'm exploring.
Okay, so it's complicated.
Yeah.
Well, remember, we must now take pictures.
Okay.
And then we can put it on Facebook, and then maybe there's someone who's going to contact you and
maybe
say,
you never know.
Do you want a coffee?
Oh, you never know.
You never know what a coffee is. Yeah, lekker. Okay, yeah, I'm going to play toop, 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 toop. Okay, just it's very short, but let's do this. Toop, 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 toop. Like I haven't actually sat down yet. I'm running not on empty, because I had a McDonald's, so that is fun. But it's just that I must it's because I can't play this. I was so happy today I could play from my phone, and I can't. Het jy al daai gevoel gehad, Shaman, dat jy voel ek kan nou van my foon af speel en nou ewe skielik kan nie
speel?
Ja, van jou foon. Ek probeer snaaks wees.
Sevier, wat wil jy doen?
Maar wie is ons gaste? Vertel vir ons.
Oh no, go on, you go, and I know you want to do this.
Okay, I want to do this.
They are so fabulous, and you've seen their show like frickin' 9 times, so you go.
Okay, well, let me introduce you. There you got Daniel Bass. Shemaine?
Uh-huh,
Shemaine, Daniel Shemaine. Hello.
Hello, Shemaine.
For the third time, hey, Daniel.
Hey, what's
you
up?
Were hot on stage, love.
Thank you very much.
He's hot off stage as well.
Oh, okay. I stop it, Casper.
We'll talk about that later. Then his lovely wife, Taryn.
Hello.
Shemaine Taryn.
Shemaine, I have not met you.
Oh, yes, we have inside there, but you were distracted. You were saying hello to me and talking to someone else.
Oh, yes, but not at the show.
Oh, no, but I saw you on stage.
Today is the first day, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you see, so Horizon Award for Breed for you.
I know.
And then we got Ryan. Yes. Ryan. Shemaine, Ryan.
Hi, Shemaine.
Ryan, Casper, yeah. Casper, Ryan.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever met you.
Not officially, no.
No.
You knew my dad quite well, though.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. That's why I must say you're here.
Yes, I think.
Okay. Yeah. But don't feel bad. It's not like that. It's not common.
Don't feel bad.
It is like... I saw you as the ensemble, and I always recognize you. That's nice, and you in the funeral, and you take spotlight there.
And very then, sexy paintbrush, yeah. Oh,
that's fantastic. Then I sat in front of people the other night, one of the various nights I went to see this fucking show. And I said, and they were like, we were like talking, it's family in there. The whole theatre talk, they be talk to one another, the patrons.
Yeah,
hold hands and talk to one another. And he turned around and he said, hello, hello, hello. And I said, why are you here or who are you here for? Whatever. And he said, he's here for his friend Ryan.
You're chatting to Bruce, eh?
I think it was Bruce. Yes, I'm not sure what his name is. Bruce sounds very Australian. And I remember Bruce was in front of me, just in front of me. So at the end, where they do the finale, I was like picking it up from his shoulders for a standing ovation already, because I was ready for it, you see. So I was just plucking old Bruce up there. Come on, clap. And then I went back and I went to look for Ryan and I said, oh, it's, and then I read, my God, I didn't know that. That, did you know, Shemaine, that he is the son of Bill Flynn and
Anne
Powers. I nearly said Joanne Powers.
Joanne Powers, yes.
I have heard. I didn't know, but I have heard. So now, are you confirming so that I can know?
Yes, it's 100% confirmed.
Well, it's I never knew.
Star child.
So you did he start from young?
I think so. You started acting quite young, didn't you?
No. I started pretty much just out of high school. I thought, let me give it a shot.
Well, in this country, you know, that's young, though.
Yeah, that is. So you were never a child star or something like that?
No, God, no. No, not at all.
So, but did you go for training for your voice?
Just listening to my dad talking rubbish in the car. That's pretty much...
That sounds really? Like that's him.
So it's all natural.
Well...
It's a natural.
Natural, yeah.
Fantastic. Huh?
Jana?
No.
No?
Jana is not anything to do with him.
No? Wasn't your dad married to her?
Yes, my stepmother.
Yeah.
So?
We don't want to talk about her, yeah?
Oh, God.
No, we can. No, we can. She's nice.
No, she's lovely. But I can tell you, I really wish my dad could have seen the show, because I think he would have had a really, really great time watching Priscilla.
Oh, he would.
Oh, he's seen it.
Yeah.
So
I'm not sure how you'd feel with me dressing up as a bottle brush in the finale, but...
is that what you are?
It's a bottle brush flower, yeah.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
Do you stand in the middle with the cowboy song?
No, that's Samuel Hyde. He does the country boy song.
Don't you do it at all?
I play a saw.
You do. You play the song.
No, he is on the.
He's on in that centre piece.
That Les Mis sort of thing.
Yes, the little.
Because do you remember her? She was
sort
there.
Of thing. Yeah, that's very Les Mis-y.
It's very Les Mis-y.
Tires and the box.
All the people, all the soldiers come. Do you remember her? She was there. She was dancing around you.
Well, I don't have my glasses on in the show, so I don't see past the second row. So.
And I mean, it's a little unfair because so much happens on that stage that you go like, okay, so there was another body and, you know, so. But yeah. I remember, of course, because, you know, my little world is so small and precise.
No, I think that Ryan's a bit blind, but I mean, I think they're pretty aware of who's on stage. Those guys... The male ensemble are very specific about who they try to pull up.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yes. It's like, okay, there's a seat and it's empty. Grab that body.
Oh, no. There's like last night specifically, all the guys were saying there's a really, really good looking guy in the row two. Please do not pull him up. I want to pull that guy up.
We get instructions at interval.
Oh, I love it. Because I have now sort of... I'm used to the fact that I mustn't sit on the sides.
Yes, I tried to pull you up the other night, but you were too far away.
No,
I couldn't get you.
No, I was too scared.
So I got Grant Armorall instead.
Who's that?
The guy that played Don in Singing in the Rain.
Oh, did you get him?
Yeah.
Was I in the same stage?
You were in the same row. You were like five people down.
So oh, no, can you guys actually identify who is sitting?
Well, when you're close, yeah. The first few rows.
Cool. Yeah. So I'd never sit on the side, even though I'm ugly. I mean,
I'd love to have you on stage, Casper.
Maybe one day for the last show.
Come
maybe.
On, yeah.
For the last show, I don't drink, but I'll drink pills or something to be cut.
Some sort of upper.
I'll have an upper. Thank you very much.
I do remember saying to this guy that when he pulled me up there, I can't dance. You know,
look, but most talk, of them can't dance.
No, they talk to you.
Trust
I can
me.
See.
Yeah, no, it was. You can't. Calmed me down. I was like, oh, okay, I can't do this.
And it's such a nice moment as well. You know, how it is. It's human. You get back to basics. When you have a friend up on stage, you go, la, 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 la. Pictures, pictures, hello, hello, hello. Everyone is chichelrich. It's wonderful. We were just, Jermaine, Jermaine. We were shouting at you, Jermaine. We were shouting. Daniel, as I said before, I lost my heart to you in Saturday Night Fever. Don't you remember?
I remember, I remember.
I just want to reaffirm.
We had a good show.
Yeah, but never mind that. I just wanted to reconfirm that if you have problems with Taryn, I'm here for you.
Thank you, Casper.
You really good.
You and Terrence Bridget, apparently.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He's also, really. Fuck him. Fuck him.
I need to get you on speed dial just so that I can threaten my wife.
No,
with
I'm much really.
I'm well threatened. Yeah.
Oh, Terrence. Oh, we got a thing coming, Terrence. No, but... This role, when I heard you were playing Tick, because I knew the play of it, I thought perfect. Perfect fit.
Cool.
And
I was dubious initially whether it was such a perfect fit.
It was.
I thought it was, and then I went through a patch where I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? And I think it's really started to settle now that we're in Joburg.
You seem to be more... campy as we go along.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I must say, because the hands are swinging and the...
Back and forth, eh? Yeah, all over the place.
No, because I was watching... I heard what you said as well. I don't know where you said it, but you had to get used to be camp and to play that. And I must say that as I see... Maybe it's also... I'm wrong, maybe it's just because I see the show more than once. But for me, it's like you've relaxed into it.
Yeah, I definitely have felt more comfortable in it, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was it's a push and pull of not wanting to be like totally over the top, but actually this show calls for a little bit over the top or a lot over the top.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but you are actually the sane middleman there, literally. You know, because it's on the one side, it is, woo, Felicia.
Yes.
And then you've got Bernadette, who's more like, and then you're there, you're gay, but you're not.
Overtly so.
A poofter.
Yeah, yeah.
A kind of a. Yeah. Yeah, kind of thing. So, yeah, you've got it. But what is nice is that you occasionally, there's the little wrists that goes, or the. Or the lips that being sucked in that you do. That's quite funny. It's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It wasn't too far a stretch, strangely enough.
Did, Taryn, did you have to help him with his facials and his movements? Or?
No, he was she pretty did. Good by himself.
Yeah. No, I'm gay enough all on my own.
Yeah.
She did actually help me with a few ideas for things, like with the puppet in the beginning when I do my little puppet performance.
Oh, there, with a...
We had a whole bunch of Corey worked out that we spent at home in a mirror working on.
Yes, we spent a lot of time in mirrors.
but that all kind of went out the window when you realized it was almost too much to do in heels that are too big for you.
Shit.
And on a moving platform. And actually, you're allowed to be a cuck performer in that moment.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
They want you gone or whatever.
Yeah, so you don't have to be, you know, Felicia. But, you know, the performer in you wants to be good.
Yeah.
But when you cuck, you're like, okay, well,
it doesn't come across as cuck, I must tell you.
Good.
It doesn't,
Okay.
It just, it's like a lame kind of a gimmick.
Gag,
that's all,
I think the costume does enough for it.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So, is this the first time, and I don't want to ask personal questions, that you wear high heels?
It's actually not the first time.
Oh, my God. Where's Terrence?
Yeah. This thing, I'm sure he knows. I did a show in a corporate that I had to wear, like, real hooker heels for, which went badly. And then I did, Rocky Horror Show with Taz as well.
Of course, you have the floor show.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that also started with a real massive stiletto and then slowly went down to like a sort of pedestrian, like air hostess kind of.
Is it just because it hurts so much?
Yeah, it was really killing my...
It does.
Like ITBs, like this tendon down the side of your leg. I don't know, because your legs are sort of braced the whole time and you're on your toes like that.
Yeah.
and yeah, your balance is all off. This, I mean, we went, so now I've had a little bit of training, which all helped, led up to this moment. But now these heels are, I mean, they're a mixture. Some of them are quite sort of platformy, which help. And then a couple of them that are more stiletto-ish are too big for me because the shoes we were sent weren't all suitable for everybody. So you've got these things that are only gripped on your toes, and now you're trying to strut down the stage with these things clumping off your feet like your mother's old heels, you know?
Oh, really? So they were sent for you?
Well, I mean, I'm saying they felt like you a boy again and you're trying on your mother's heels. Shoes. You know, okay. They definitely don't fit.
But yes, they are sent from the previous cast.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, and you don't dare to make it fit you, molded on your
feet. I've stuffed things in the back. My dresser, my Siba has put things in the back to try and keep them more stable.
But those shoes will go on again at some stage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's very glamorous.
But also, it's part of a little tradition, you know, the Priscilla tradition. I like that.
Yeah.
So. But I've been wearing high heels sometimes with some characters. And the other day, for the first time, well, I'm not going to talk about me, but let me continue. We did an ABBA send up with Martin Bester and myself as the two girls. Yes, I couldn't stand for like 2 seconds, and it was hurt. It was like unbearable. I can't. I must sit.
Are these your own shoes?
My own fucking shoes. But I'm fat as well, so my heels were going, what?
And
I
also
can't
the structure.
Carry this.
Yeah. But also the structure of the shoe, because you know there are some high heels you can, man, you can run on them.
Yeah.
And then there are others you go like, shit.
It's all about the surface area.
Mm. Yeah, and because, you know.
Yeah,
how
if the heel's thicker, then it's okay. You can
not
put a bit of weight on the back.
Not necessarily. It's how it's been structured. Because I have like thin heels, and they're beautiful, and thicker heels, and they cuck.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
If you just joined us, we're talking on the Cusper Radio Show, High Heels, with Daniel Bass.
My favorite topic.
And Jermaine. Taryn, once again, let me tell you and refresh the people's memories. You were phenomenal in Singing in the Rain.
Thank you.
Very, Lena Lamont.
Yes.
Funny.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That must have been a highlight for you so far.
Yeah, they
not.
Well, I don't like to. As a rule in life, I don't like to have favorites. So I try and pick something from everything that I enjoy and love and highlight. So Lena was a highlight for many reasons, but
it was fantastic.
Yeah,
and then we also were with me with
I Love You.
No Change.
Now that was also a highlight, but
awesome
for
show.
A different reason. Yeah. I loved that show. I missed that show.
That's deep. You're missing the show. That's deep.
Yeah, because
you want to do it more.
Yeah, I don't think we got to do it enough. And the script was so good, and the writing was so good. And it's a small cast, and you sort of make these big musicals are fantastic, and they're so much fun. But there's a lot of people that make it happen. But with a smaller show, you make it happen for yourself, and there's something so rewarding in that.
You build relationships.
Yeah.
Family.
We got technical problems with the music today because it's from my phone and does not work. But I actually have to officially make you FOTS of the show because you're both here for the second time. Then you become a FOTS, which is a friend of the show.
Oh, fantastic. Uh-huh.
And the third time, you are knighted.
Oh,
As Lady and Lady Taryn and Sir Daniel.
Perfect.
But not yet. Not today.
Not yet, no.
So
we need another guy.
We better book another job.
Yeah.
So this is the Eurovision Song Contest, unfortunately, but let me play it. I hereby pronounce Daniel Bass as the FOTS of the Casper Radio Show, officially from May the 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. I hereby Babasava San Nyotna Kontonho Hafael. I hereby pronounce Taryn Bass.
Taryn Lee Bass.
Oh.
Carry on.
I hereby pronounce Taryn Lee Bass as a FOTS of the Cusper Radio Show from
19th of May in the year of Allah 2017 until the end of time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You may arise and say a few words.
Oh, we do this, right.
I would just like to thank my wife for being here with me in the face of the dangerous Casper de Vries.
Aye.
And I would like to thank him for having us on this wonderful show. And I hope we get to become knighted one day.
I will knight you in a minute.
Oh, good, good.
You just bypassed the system there. Thank you, Casper, for having me and for making me a friend of the show. I love coming here. Thank you to my husband. And thank you to Ryan for taking all of my shit.
Amen.
Obrigado.
Do you give him shit on the
stage? I give him so much shit.
Why? Why does she give you shit, Ryan?
No, it's a very witty cast. You know, lots of big personalities, so you can't take shit in that cast.
And the script calls for it, so yeah, we're all just a bunch of assholes for 2 hours.
Are you allowed, or have you tried to corpse people?
I am a famous corpser.
You corpse yourself?
Yeah.
No, I'm so am I
corpse myself, but I had what it turned out to be actually quite a thing for me. But I had a very bad moment in Cape Town where I completely dropped the ball.
Oh gosh.
I didn't know where I was, what I was doing.
Where was this?
It was in the scene before they are in their swimsuits. Before I say break your heel, you know. And I didn't know what the joke was. I didn't know where it started. I didn't know what I had said up until that. I completely
blanked.
Why, blanked.
Was it the second performance of the day or what?
It was, actually. It was a Saturday evening. And I sort of, I went blank and then I came up with some drivel. Literally, I went and then I just said asleep and I walked off stage.
Oh no, just the audience.
No, the audience. My husband broke down.
It so was the audience. So funny. It was brilliant.
In his mind, you thought, oh, Cortana's got a stroke. She's got a stroke.
He just had a stroke. I stand behind him with my hands on his shoulders and this head just sort of turned and looked at me, and I was like, yes, love, I know, I don't know what I'm doing, but I still can't come up with anything.
So how did you two meet each other?
Jersey Boys.
Oh, of course, Daniel, I didn't see you in Jersey Boy.
You didn't see me?
I didn't. No, I heard.
You would have loved that one.
Yeah. I heard. Sure, yeah. I know Jersey Boy, but
and
I haven't
Ryan.
Seen
Ryan
no
was in Jersey Boy.
Ryan? Yeah, were you one of the boys?
I was one of the offstage. I was the offstage swing, so I used to go on whenever someone was ill.
Okay, that's a swing. People who listen, swing is not like... you
oh,
think
no,
it
it's not
is?
A swinger.
Not car keys in a bowl.
Swing. Not a car keys in a bowl swing.
No.
It's the swing as you go on. That's my other question before... Ryan, I'm going to forget it, so let me ask. Yeah. Have you got swings for the three main leads?
In this show?
Yeah.
We do have two offstage swings for males and two offstage swings for
so,
females.
So say, for instance, Philip, God forbid, breaks his ankle.
He has two covers that are prepped and ready for him. Yeah.
Who are they?
In the show, they are... I've gone blank.
It's Dirk.
Yes, it's
who is an offstage swing.
And then the other one is Samuel Hyde. He's
who's always there, hanging around.
Yes, well, they're on stage. The two offstage swings, Dirk and Jonathan, they're offstage swings. And
yes,
then we
the
have
Dirk.
The Dirk.
Samuel's
also
the one that's sitting
on
the Dirk, that's his professional name.
Yes,
the Dirk.
And
the Dirk.
You, Daniel, have you got standbys?
Yes, yeah, Michael Wallace. Michael William Wallace is is one of them. Mm-hmm. And this guy here.
You see. So are you going to give him a chance one night?
Ach, why not, eh?
Oh,
no, you don't, eh? You don't.
No, well, I mean, if it was up to us, I would.
Yeah, but they wouldn't.
But they don't.
Yeah, but you
see, the thing is, the people are paying to see them do their thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the part of Tick would be played by Ryan Flynn tonight. Give me back my fucking money!
Well, that's why Michael William Wallace is the first cover, yeah.
They wouldn't even know, man. This show sells itself.
Yeah.
And has Bernadette got a stand-in?
Yes.
Yes.
Dwayne Alexander and Zane Gillian.
Dwayne and Zane.
Dwayne is actually our resident choreographer. Mm. He sort of keeps the show looking good.
Has anyone ever had to stand in,
go ahead.
For you?
We didn't have someone on for Jimmy Borthwick last night. Craig Hawkes, he had to stand in for Bob.
What's wrong with him?
It was just a voice
He's
thing.
Sick. Yeah, he was just a bit sick. Voice.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was there as a stand-in.
Yes, he went. He did his first show last night, and he was great.
Oh, fantastic! Aww. I was wondering whether you. Because I saw the dancers fluctuate.
Yeah.
The other night I saw the guy with the red hair was gone, and there was...
Yes, well, that was who was on last night, Craig.
He was Bob last night.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect with the beard. Yeah, yes. Okay, lekker. That's nice. Sorry, you wanted to say, and I was just plowing through your sentence.
I just wanted to know if Zane is standing for Bernadette. Because what do they do with the eye patches things? Do they make a cast for him as well? Because
all the cast members have their own masks.
Yeah, we all have our face casts a few weeks before rehearsals. It's quite a intimidating process because you sit with the stuff all over your entire face and you're not allowed to move.
We couldn't do it. Tara and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
They had to build it half and half because we were felt like I was being buried alive.
Attack.
Extremely claustrophobic.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was awful.
Oh.
And then
the
I went through all of that for 2 hours to not have masks in the show.
So they made the mold.
So I was pissed.
I can imagine through all this phobias.
Yeah.
Just sit. It's for the art. Okay. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Breathe through the straw. Shut up. And then not a mold.
Yeah. I was like, where's my mask? No, you don't actually have one.
You made a mountain out of a mold eel.
Yeah.
But now you have one. How cool is that? You have one. Are you going to take it with you?
No, I don't have one.
Maybe
it's
if
never
they
made.
Give it to us, it'll be cool.
Did they break the mold?
It would make
they
sense
made.
They
oh, they might have molds.
The mold.
I'll ask
use
Suki.
It for other
you
people.
Must ask Suki for the mold. Where's Suki?
Suki, can I have my face?
She must have a mold. So how did you two meet each other again?
So on Jersey Boys. Yeah, we.
I played Mary, Frankie's wife, and he obviously played Tommy.
Yeah.
Are you the one with the high voice?
No, that was, again, Grant. Yeah. Grant
he was
all
the
Buss
one.
Who's that?
He was the Buss character.
Well, I thought you said I was the Buss one.
Oh, no.
I was the Buss one as well.
No.
The Buss and Buss one.
You never be Buss, Daniel.
Yeah,
but
Tommy
who
was the...
Who's the one who sings?
That's Frankie. So Grant Almirall.
And you were one of the Jersey Boys.
I was the guitarist that sort of ran the group into trouble with the... With
the gang star.
Yeah, quite a badass.
How long did you run with that?
So almost 2 years
wow.
with a few breaks,
really?
But we travelled quite a
That's
bit
good.
With it. Yeah.
Was it whose production was that? Showtime as well.
Yeah. So this show feels like we've come home, family.
They do a
so
lot,
many
hey?
Of us. Yeah.
I wasn't aware of them until Slava Snow Show.
No.
I saw Snow.
Chicago. She did Chicago. That was Hazel.
Well, I wasn't
Dream
that
Girls
aware
well, yeah.
of the actual production company then. But now I sort of see they do a lot.
Mm.
Wow.
They have done a lot as well, yeah.
And it's necessary. And look at this, Priscilla. It is the blueprint of the show internationally.
Yeah.
You don't do anything others or low budget or less. It is exactly, and that is fantastic.
Yeah.
So you feel you get to see the show. You don't have to go to anywhere else to see it. And it's such a good production this.
Yeah.
Also because it was chosen by the gist of the Australian or whatever the musicals creative group, am I right?
Yeah.
They had to come in.
Yeah.
And say
they came and auditioned us and cast us. I think with some help from Hazel, but
worked us really hard, yeah.
But yeah, they basically put it together all over the world, so we were another one of their projects.
Well, you played Jason Donovan's role.
Yes.
And I saw him, and I was always worried that he's going to cock in his brook with the notes which he sings. So you are much better.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're much better
totally
than
agree.
Jason.
Yeah. Thank you. It's, yeah, Tick's part's actually quite low.
I think it's the best part, actually, you know, because you are the middle point of the whole story, and you take us from where you go to your child, and we actually see this whole thing through you in a way. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I found sort of reward in that realization, you know, because it's difficult when you're not the big showy one or
I know
the man dressed as a woman or
you got your little diva at the one end and you got your old diva at the other end and you're in the middle.
I wanted to ask something very, very interesting.
Go ahead.
I can't remember.
That must have been very interesting.
It was. It was something about Jersey Boys. And then did you play Janet in Rocky or not?
No, that was Sharon Spiegel. We just did the end of the Few Gods' fourth run of Rocky at Monte Cassino.
You two?
Yeah, and I was I just played ensemble.
So I saw you then.
Brad, yeah.
I stepped in for Paul Du Toit. He played some of it.
No, I saw you then.
Okay.
Yeah. And who was Candace Stringham? Who was playing?
No, Sharon Spiegel played Janet.
Yes, good old Candace Stringham.
But Candace Stringham, I don't know where she was.
Candace Stringham, she's been around the block. Yes,
sure. No, I did understudy her, but I never went on. Thank goodness.
So what's it like you two working together? I mean, is the process faster because you've got one another to bounce off from?
Or I guess.
That is quite cool. It is nice to go home and bounce ideas and thoughts and worries and whatever off each other.
And you get fatigued with one another ever? During that process, because it's like home and work.
Yeah, I'm perpetually stroppy and full of shit. So Tara has to just get better at managing me, basically. Aww.
But I think, for us, because we met on Jersey Boys and because we had our own thing going before we were a couple, we pretty much stick to our same routines. Work is work, and we're there together, but we have our own sort of path at work, our own journey every night. So it's cool. I'd zip his dresses up for him, and and then he pisses off and lets me finish my makeup, and then, I see him somewhere in Act Two.
Amazing. But you are in the beginning. You in the bar there at the beginning.
Yeah, no, I'm everywhere.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. At least you don't
sit stealthy.
Oh, yeah, very, very.
But, I think if I was sitting around, I would be very bored.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But you've got interesting.
All these things to do. And Ryan, you as well, you're everywhere.
Oh, the ensemble keeps very busy, yeah.
But I like your Don't Leave Me This Way, hey?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's nice to have one little moment in the show.
That's not my moment, but you grab it. You grab it it's by fun, the tail. Mm-hmm. And you spin it around. Mm-hmm. He was the preacher.
The other night.
I was there.
The other night, his headset went down and he had to sing that song over the coffin with the microphone. It was so funny.
I didn't know what
did
to
they
do,
bring so, you the mic?
Well, they gave it to me just before and they said, you've got to go on with the mic. Your microphone's not working. I went, you've got to be kidding me because I've got a revolver. So I thought, you know what? Well, there's no point in trying to hide it. It'll be apologetic. So you just grab it.
It's great.
It's the moment of the priest.
The priest is singing in the.
The priest was ripping it like gospel style there.
In the God mic.
Yeah.
That show is hot, though. Who's the person singing on top of that bus? God, I had a moment.
Oh, she wants to know the actual opera singer.
Yes.
It's a track.
Yeah, but who?
But it does. I think it's one of the original.
I think it's one of the original cast members.
Then it doesn't matter. But it was done so well. I mean, it was not a. It didn't.
We do
sound
have a girl
like
singing background in backing vocals as well.
Yes,
Candace Wittenberg. She sings backing as well.
Well, the Divas are singing.
The Divas are hanging. But the thing is, maybe Priscilla had this opera singer sing it for them specifically. So we must find out who it is.
It's beautiful.
Is it? Why do I feel like it might actually be the real person?
It could be the original.
What do you mean the real person?
Well, the original.
Well, the original recording.
No, it's too bright and digital for that.
Okay.
It's very clean and nice. It's not like. Not like that.
So we'll get back to you on that one.
Please get back. This is a question that worries me now. Who is the singer?
Should we tweet
it to us. Who is the singer? And was she recorded especially for the Priscilla production? That's our questions for the day.
We'll tweet them. So.
And you two, are you now as like a celebrity couple. You are our own Bex and what's her name?
Posh and Bex.
Posh and Bex?
Yeah, straight up, man.
Oh, man.
I think you guys can rock that totally.
And they're going to make children like Bill and Anne. Children who
want to I apologize in advance then.
No, I didn't even knew you existed, Ryan. So did you grow up with Anne?
With both Bill and Anne, yeah.
Oh, they were married till
Married till I was about 7, and then yeah, then I saw my dad every second weekend.
Okay, so it was not traumatic or anything.
No, it wasn't, which I'm very grateful for.
But they were on very good terms, hey?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, with a divorce, there's always the initial divorce things, but after that, they became very good friends, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah. And you say only in matric, or after matric, did you realize you wanted to try acting?
I did a Shakespeare play, the Scottish play, and it was a lot of fun, and I thought let me give it a try, you know. I've still got years to study the other stuff, so here I am.
But you were in a movie with your dad, hey?
I saw you
in one.
Which one?
Which one was it?
It was Running Riot. My dad gave me the best advice ever. He said, whenever you're playing a smaller character or extra, make sure you hug the shoulder of the lead. You'll be in every shot. So I did that.
Nailed it. Yeah,
you're running.
Thanks, Dad.
I must remember that.
But now the advice that parents normally give their kids is like, don't go into show business. Yeah. Don't entertain. Because literally, 10% of the people who try it go like, yes.
Yeah.
So that fell on deaf ears.
No, funny enough, they were, with a lot of theatrical appearances, they sit there and they say, you know what, if this is what you really want to do, do it, because they say, because if you're not passionate about it, it'll eat you alive, you know, so, and all my dad just said to me is, you know, the best thing is to be humble and be patient, and the more you think you know, the more you'll realize you don't. And that's, and it's true every single show I do, I realize, oh my gosh, I have to dance in a paintbrush costume with high heels. And a headdress that does this, you know. So, yeah, no, it's you definitely are learning things every single production.
Sort of more and more realize why those paintbrushes are so, what is voorzichtig in Engels?
Careful
when they do the paintbrushes. I don't know why, because you've got to put on the candle and...
Oh, you're talking about the cupcakes. Yeah,
The paintbrush as well. Sorry.
Cupcakes. I don't have the privilege of being a cupcake, but it looks like quite a challenge.
The paintbrush, that's my favorite song in the show, is Color My World. I love that song.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm sitting there, yeah. I don't know why. It sort of moves me, but because it's, I'm not a 60s person, but I love the song. Oh, yeah, the paintbrushes. They are quite, I would say, I didn't realize they were that difficult to...
It's not so much on stage, but off stage you would laugh at the choreography that happens wing into the stage itself. It's a lot of knocking over people. A
lot of paintbrushes in the show, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of cupcakes, a lot of ostriches or emus. I don't know what. There is a lizard kind of a thing. We've got Smarties. We even got a dead... Teletubby.
Oh, that was so funny. You know, you're seeing like all this roadkill.
No, you can tell it.
Say, like roadkill. I thought that was funny. That was
that's funny.
I think it's Poe. It's
the purple one.
It's the gay one.
Lala Poe.
It's the gay one.
Yeah.
The one with the handbag, eh?
Yeah. I didn't crack that until now.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
So, what is your plan after the 18th of June? Where are you going to with Priscilla? It's not finished, is it?
No, we're going to Hong Kong.
Yeah, are you excited about it?
Very excited.
Have you ever been to Hong Kong?
Not, I haven't. I know.
We were there with Singing the Rain, and Dan.
Oh, really?
Dan just proposed.
Me. Oh, really?
So he was with me in Hong Kong just after we got engaged. So it's got lots of memories for us.
Did you do it in Chinese?
No, we actually got engaged on an island called Boracay in the Philippines.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, it was amazing.
She didn't do the show in Chinese, though.
No, can you imagine? Do you have to do
Priscilla in I would have been like Lena and thrown a tantrum and said, I'm not doing it.
What's going to happen with ping pong in Hong Kong? Do you think they'll take offense?
Maybe.
Who knows?
I don't think so.
I think the show gets away with a lot of its fun, because it pokes fun at everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just...
I think she does it wonderfully.
It's not specific, yeah.
Yeah, it's not specific.
If you look at the role in the movie, and that is exactly that same kind of character, and you look at other roles, especially in Australia, because they do seem to... mix a lot with the Chinese and Japanese and Indonesians, and the characters are like that. They are like loud and that's their way culturally.
Yeah.
It is like that. So I think
there's a lot more things to be offended by than that. Yeah. So and if they're going to be offended, they're going to walk out long before they even see her.
Yeah.
I tell Chantal that I've got empathy for her. I feel sorry for her because she wants to do the show and she's in the wrong environment. And so it's not as if she's just a joke.
No, yeah, she believes what she's doing.
She's very popular in that bar.
Yeah. Very.
It's probably one of my favorite numbers in the show. I don't know why I love that song so much.
It's such fun.
Boogie with a suitcase.
So I like go she home singing it.
Yeah. But it's Filipino.
Yes.
Is it not? Yeah.
Oh, what did I say?
No, you didn't. But she was quite serious about making sure she got her little Filipino rant right.
The rant
the other night, there was a Filipino contingent in this bunch of women that as soon as she started laying into Bob, they went ballistic.
What did she say?
I actually don't know what she's saying. I mean, she implies that he's got a small penis.
Yeah.
But I mean, we don't know actually what she's saying.
Oh, but they laughed.
Yeah,
they knew exactly what she was saying.
Every single sentence they would start, and I was like, that's definitely a laugh of people who know exactly what's being said right now.
I think she's like quite lucky that none of us actually know what she's saying.
Yeah.
She could say anything.
But it sounds authentic.
Yeah.
It is authentic. That's the thing. Yeah.
That's the thing. It is.
Yeah, authentic. She studied it.
Yeah. Wow.
So
now what about this musical business in South Africa? Why don't we get rich? Hey, because it's such a wonderful, glamorous career. But we don't make the money.
Mm-mm.
Not we. I mean, I'm talking we now, a big we, big fucking pond here.
Yeah.
But you're not millionaires yet.
No, for such a specialized thing.
Is it because it's such a large cast and you just can't?
No, I think there's so many people, I mean, if you think about it, the producers themselves, what it must cost them to bring these shows here in the first place.
And be nervous.
In this economic climate. You're taking a gamble every time. So there's a lot of things they've got to pay, like rights and making sure that we're safe. And from a technical point of view, I mean, I doubt that this show is cheap in terms of the physical.
It's definitely not
like
cheap.
The bus and the lights. It's crazy.
God, all the
costs. So,
questions.
I mean.
We've never had a big enough market here. You know, we don't have a sort of West End Broadway. There's like streets and streets of theatres all doing it with hordes of tourists and even that much more local population that are interested in these things.
But if you look at now, I was thinking we got Doerang Ruasi going on in Empress Palace.
Mm.
That also must cost them something.
Mm.
Then in the Mandela, there was this tenor thing. I think two people came a night. I was there as well.
Mm. Oh, the 12 tenors.
Yeah, but the two audience members. And then... Yeah.
It was mostly those poms.
But they weren't South African.
Mm. No. But they were taking from you, but for your potential market.
Exactly. That's why they must go.
They must fuck off, yeah.
But I don't care about those top tenors.
What's xenophobia?
And then what else was going? There was another thing going. And I thought, yes, there's a lot of competition. So when you plan your production, you must also look at what is going to be put on.
Mm.
Yeah.
But how's it going with the bookings?
I think pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like Dan said, the show sells itself.
Yeah.
It's a feel-good show.
You can't go wrong with a show that's just about having a great time. And I mean, what was one of the reviewers said? It's like a shot of serotonin.
Yeah.
You know, that you just sit there and you walk out completely happy with everything. It's why I think people want to see the show more than once as well.
We've had so
that
many
is.
People coming multiple fun. Times.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've been there multiple times. And every night, it's a struggle to find the people that don't stand at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
They're standing, and they're standing quite early as well.
I was hysterical on the first night, standing and screaming. I was screaming my head off. Because I was saying, in my screaming, it was so fantastic experience, so wonderful. Yay, I want to do it again. And that's where we come back. It's like a drug. Yeah. Now
I saw the show about, I think it was last week, Friday, because we were putting the swings on to give, because it's good to give them a run on the stage in the track, because it helps them learn their track even faster. And just me watching the show, and I mean, I've been doing every single show with everybody else every night, and even I completely lost it, had this big grin on my face. It's intoxicating even to cast members that are on the stage every single night seeing it for the first time. So, it's definitely a great fun.
It's
one and young keer in a leaf tight experience, people, guaranteed, you have to go. Yeah, I will.
You
be
have
there.
To go with an open mind, though. We've seen a few people, yes, that have not got open minds,
really?
And we can see
they
you.
Just off, yeah.
We see those faces.
So what,
yeah,
do they like? What do they look like?
Oh, they look like their puppy just died.
That's it. That's mostly.
But
what are they expecting?
I know.
But that's the thing. Yeah. Like, how can you go to a show and not know what it's about?
Maybe they
got free tickets.
No, maybe they went to Hamlet and got into the wrong theater.
Maybe.
They said, yes, this is a gay Hamlet, eh? Look at those goats. Ugh, ghosts. And the goats.
The goats too, yeah.
To be or not to be. You said, Ryan, that you played Shakespeare, so are you more ernstig actor?
No, that was just high school.
but do you like musicals? Because you can sing,
I
you
love
can
musicals.
Dance.
I studied film acting, so...
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, but film...
Were you like an actor?
Yes, gosh, don't mention the war. But
I know it.
But yeah, no, it's great. It's,
don't
it's
mention the what?
War. The war. But but yeah, no, it's a great it's great to be in musical theatre as well.
But you would like to do film as well?
Film is definitely my focus. It's my passion. But
do you want to compose? Do you want to write and direct?
Write and direct, yeah.
Really?
That's the ultimate goal.
Okay, remember me for a cameo? I always have to remind people.
Cameo, you'd be a star.
No, no, but...
I'll be flanking your shoulder closely.
Wouldn't you love that, hey, Casper?
Check me.
Oh, Charon, but we're going to send you away, eh? We're going to send you away on a vacation.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'll be on set every day.
Bora Bora, hey? I want to go to Bora Bora.
So what is a dream role you still want to do, Charon?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, apart from things that are still going to happen in the future, that writers are still writing, things that have been done, what do you want to do? Tell me now, forever hold your peace.
I think the last time I saw you, we had the argument about Alfafa / Alphaba.
Did I ask that question already?
Yeah.
I'm such a fucking...
Don't you remember? You had a full-on argument with me, and you told me her name was
Alfafa. Alfafa, Al-Baba. You want to do Al-Baba?
Alfaba.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. We can do this dance again if you want. We can get my
Witch.
Google
one,
out.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So, you want to do the Green Witch?
Yes. That or Velma Kelly from Chicago, to try and even compete with Amra Faye is just...
Who's Amra Faye?
Amra Faye Wright. She plays her on Broadway.
Yeah, she's been doing it for years.
She's South African. She did Owl.
Really?
Yeah.
She did it also in, I think, China or
yeah,
Japan.
She learned Chinese.
She learned it phonetically, the entire show.
Cantonese, am I right?
Cantonese.
But Asian dialect.
But you said, as if I should know her name. Say her name again.
Amra Faye Wright.
And I should know her name.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Amra Faye Wright.
Yeah. She was here recently. She saw our show last week.
Yeah. And
she works in the States.
Yeah, she's on Broadway.
Lucky bitch.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
Did she get to tell you how fabulous you were on that stage?
She did speak to me about Lena. I didn't see her this time. But in all honesty, I think I want to...
She's fucking jealous.
...give musical theatre a break for a while and try focus on film stuff. Because I've never given it a go.
Oh, I thought you said babies. I thought you said going to making babies.
Well, that too. I just had to convince my husband. So the first step is to get a
day job.
You're going
to make the most beautiful babies.
Oh,
do you know
that?
Thank
you. I hope so. Or they could come out really ugly and get the random genes.
You get the but then one will be ugly. One will be the
I know,
runt.
But that's
that'll
terrible.
Terrible.
How do I do that?
He will be a scientist or something.
You can't help but have favorites.
Well, I said to Dan, I was like, what if they want to be performers? And what do we do if they're like, if they got like my talent and his talent like exponentially? And they become like
them,
a Justin Bieber.
Like
what do we do?
Oh, you sit back and
money.
Relax.
You know, go like
the yeah, but
that
you go on tour. You manage him and you do the choreography.
I would be a fabulous manager.
And you just take the money.
Yeah.
I read now people said that Justin Bieber, the show was good. But I saw him the first time, last time, and I didn't think he was that good.
I also heard he wasn't so good the concert before.
It was like just, yeah, he was just like
doing
his praises.
But I think he's grown up a little bit now.
How old is he now? 7?
Yeah, and a half.
But you know what? I take offense if they come here and they're not good, because South Africans, when they go all across the world, they're top of the game.
Yeah.
And overseas acts come and they just like, they just give you whatever.
Well, that's,
you
know? That's something someone was saying the other day about our casts going abroad or having seen our show versus a Broadway, the same show on Broadway or the West End, and just how ours is so much better. And I don't know if they're just doing that to blow smoke up ours, but they say that it's on another level. Yeah. So why do we go over there and not earn the big bucks, but perform on a, almost at the same, or if not a higher level?
You're bringing me back to my question of earlier.
Okay, fantastic.
Which was the money one, but I can't continue with that because the time is up.
Oh, no.
So now we have to leave that hanging. So next time when you become lady and sir,
okay,
and you become a fots,
yes,
we'll continue with that.
Okay, and I'll show you my bank balance.
Oh, that'll be nice. And enjoy Hong Kong.
Thank,
yes,
you. Thank you.
But I'll see you at the show a couple of times.
Yes.
Please join us on stage this time.
I will. I will at
Kasper,
one.
Kasper, you sit on the right hand side. I'm coming for
Karen
you.
Karen will come for you. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. If I do sit there and I'm open, you can see I'm open, then I'll come. I'll come on stage.
Okay. Otherwise, I'll sit on your lap.
Can Daniel do that?
Oh, he's not there then.
I'll pop out quickly.
Thank you so much. Oh, you were our. Oh, God. Wait.
Extra.
Yeah, I must play that. We got to go. But we had...
Extra.
Oh, that was too soft.
Special.
No, fuck off.
Extra. Extra.
Yeah?
Special.
That's it. Taryn.
Yes.
Ryan. Daniel. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You've
brightened up my little day.
I could.
I'm in awe. That's all I can say.
Oh, Shane, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, my ears are hot after that. CliffCentral.com.